This episode is brought to you by the Arvada Center, because they're kicking off their summer concert series in June. Relax under the stars at the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater and take in acts like Melissa Etheridge, Big Richard, Tower of Power, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, The Spin Doctors, and so much more. Concerts are scheduled for June through September. You can find a whole schedule of events and get your tickets today at arvadacenter.org. That's arvadacenter.org. Today on CityCast Denver. Welcome back to the OG one-star review game, where we try to identify iconic Denver places by how their haters describe them on the internet. Lead producer Paul Caroli is our resident game show host, and he's joined by two ace contestants who think they know Denver. Let's get this party started. Today is Friday, December 29th. I'm Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about.
Welcome back to CityCast Denver, game show edition. It's a little game I like to call, thank you so much for your feedback. I've collected a bunch of one-star reviews of well-known local businesses, institutions, and other. And my two contestants here, I'll introduce in a second, are going to compete to guess that institution based only on the way they're seen by their biggest haters. So, contestant number one, she's a producer on the show. She's a scholar of Denver's coffee shops and plant stores, a relatively new resident of Colorado, so maybe something of a disadvantage. Olivia Jewel Love is here.
Thank you. That's a great introduction.
Olivia, are you much of a review writer?
I don't think I've ever written a review, positive or negative. I'm much more of a lurker.
Okay. So you'll be getting inside the heads of the review writers today.
Certainly.
All right. So Olivia is going to be going up against contestant number two, the host of the Left Hand Right Brain podcast. Some people call him the Prince of Denver podcasting. He's also a local stand-up and the most opinionated person I know. JD Lopez is here.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having me.
JD, have you ever written a one-star review of a place?
No, I always say it to their faces.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I'm a person-to-person thing, you know.
Just go up there, right in there to the teen. This
yep, I
toast.
Bust in the back. I kick down the door. Mm. I talk to the dishwasher. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm just doing restaurants now, but wherever. I do it wherever.
Good.
I felt the need.
I think we should just go ahead and get into round one. Round one is going to be the lowest degree of difficulty. These are all food and beverage related places. So I will read the review. I will give you a clue. And then whoever knows first, say your name and I'll go to you for a guess. And you'll get a point for a correct guess. And you can say your name anytime you want. Okay, number one, your first clue. This place has an average of 4.4 stars on the user review aggregator website that I've used, and 2,767 reviews. So that's a pretty high rating and a lot of reviews. Unfortunately, Cassia W. of the Las Vegas Strip writes, the salted Oreo was way
Olivia.
Too salty.
Oh, Olivia, it's Little Man Ice Cream.
Olivia gets the point. Little Man
yes!
Ice Cream. Listeners of our ice cream battle episode a few weeks ago may have also guessed that.
God, that one's got a sting, JD.
Yeah, it does. I was trying to be polite and wait for him to finish and then say
that's
it. But
not how a game show works.
That's true. I wasn't thinking about it like that.
Well, next up, someone who may or may not have a bad opinion, I guess we'll see in a second. This is for a place with 4 stars and 722 reviews. Rebecca F. of Denver writes, I feel as if I may be in a time warp because my experience is the extreme opposite of most of the reviews. There's outdoor and indoor seating, reminiscent of a diner for indoor. The food comes out fast. We
JD.
Ordered a breakfast burrito.
Steuben's.
Steuben's is not correct.
Damn,
I'm sorry,
okay.
JD. So I'm going to keep reading, but Olivia, you can take your time if you want and take in this information. So Rebecca goes on. We ordered a breakfast burrito and a chili relleno burrito, smothered. I'm not sure where to begin. Both burritos had an abundance of rice. Good luck finding egg in the breakfast burrito. And the chili relleno had an uncooked pepper.
JD.
You got another guess,
yeah,
JD?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I guess you can have it.
Tacos de Mexico.
JD gets a point.
Nice.
Yeah, I never would have got it.
Technically El Taco de Mexico, but I will give it to you.
Thank you.
Well, let's just remember you got off on a technicality because you didn't even get the name right. So,
all right, moving on. It's tied 1-1. We're going to go on here to our third place. So this place has a 3.5 star rating with 1,113 reviews. Kind of a lot. Hillary B. from Blackhawk writes, I try not to leave negative reviews, but the disappointment here ran so deep, I have to do it. I brought my wife to this restaurant for her birthday this past week. The building and the collection inside it are 5-star worthy. It really is a small museum. I'd highly recommend stopping in for a drink and look around, then leave and go have dinner literally anywhere else. We spent 230.
They're talking about Casa Bonita?
No, it's not Casa Bonita. It's not Casa Bonita. That's a good guess, though.
Can I keep saying my name? Or do I have to wait for Olivia?
I think it'd be nice to wait.
Let him keep reading. Don't just keep guessing.
Okay, so going on, Hillary B goes on. The Caesar salad was the first clue. No, wait. Our waiter, who spoke to us like he was an announcer on The Price is Right, was the first clue. We were getting up to leave, pretty much laughing to ourselves after paying the bill. It beats crying or pitching a fit. When Price is Right waiter came over, clearly sensing the tension, he asks if we have any questions about the building, because it's basically a museum. Nice tactic. Change the subject. If this restaurant is a museum, close the kitchen and charge admission so the taxidermy collection, that's a good clue,
JD,
doesn't have to look over the... Yes, JD?
It's the steak place over on Santa Fe, the old, I don't know the name of it.
You are unlike right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're knocking on the door.
So I'm going to Google the name of it or do you,
Olivia, do you know this one?
I don't know this one. This sounds so weird.
Well, JD, I guess I have, you know what? I'm not going to give it to you.
You don't get a point for Googling.
No points for Googling. You're not going to get a point, but you basically are correct. It's the Buckhorn Exchange.
Good. Oh, wow.
Snappy Google in there, JD. No points awarded. It's still 1-1. Going into the final question of our first round, this place has 3.4 stars on 65 reviews.
Okay. This one's lesser reviewed.
That's way fewer reviews than I would have expected.
But overall, pretty good.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Stop. Olivia, Englewood Chuck E. Cheese.
That's the one I was thinking about.
Neither.
Recently renovated. Anyway.
Well, you know about Chuck E. Cheese, Paul.
All right. So this final place, here's your 1-star review written by Donald C. of Denver.
Okay.
So the big shots from Hollywood decided to come to Denver and buy a restaurant and charge people $39.99 for adults to come and eat crappy food while they treat their employees like crap on their shoes. This is a failure in the making. This restaurant will not survive. I certainly will not support a restaurant that is overpriced like this, serves rotten food, and treats their employees like crap. I wouldn't recommend this place to a homeless person.
JD, Casa Bonita.
Casa Bonita is correct.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like...
Yeah, the Hollywood people. I was like, there's no other Hollywood.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hollywood elites. Like, I was thrown off by the lack of reviews.
It's yeah, new. It's new. I think they may have refreshed the Yelp
new.
Page.
Oh,
well, the experience is new.
Okay.
Much like the Chuck E. Cheese one will benefit from the updated. Anyway.
Chuck E. Cheese is not going to get they're not going to get a new review page.
All right, so our score is sitting at JD 2 points, Olivia 1 point at the end of round one, but we're going to take a quick break before coming back for round two and raising the stakes. All right, and we're back. It's time for round two of the thank you for your feedback game. So these are places that are not traditionally places you'd expect user reviews. So I am doubling the points for correct answers just for the sheer audacity for these folks for leaving these reviews. And these are places, these are things, these are landmarks, but that's the last extra information you're going to get. Okay, number one. This thing has 3.5 stars on 274 reviews. Jason S. of Littleton writes, pros, it's blue.
Blucifer,
it's fun to make
Olivia,
fun of.
Blucifer.
Olivia, you are correct.
Yeah!
It is Blucifer.
3.5 stars for that. Blucifer's coming after that person. Watch out in your dreams, bro.
His glowing eyes.
Yeah, that'll haunt you.
Your sleep paralysis demon.
Those are mixed reviews, too. How do you two feel about Blucifer? Is that a 1-star or a 5-star for
you? I definitely don't want him running through my dreams.
10 stars. 11 stars.
11 stars all around. All right, so next up. So this place gets 4.5 stars on 491 reviews. The one-star review I've chosen is from Sanders A. From Papillon, Nebraska.
Oh, I know him.
They write...
No, it's actually Papillion, Nebraska. I have family...
Really?
No, I have family that lives in Nebraska. It's literally Papillion. Just good old Midwest. So a little factoid for you today.
I'm happy to know it. From Papillion, Nebraska, right?
Yep.
looks great in marketing and tourism magazines about Denver, but the reality is much, much worse. Want to be treated like dirt? This is the place for you. Between a serious drug and mental health crisis on the outside and strong-armed fry corpse thugs on the inside, cracking down on anything that moves, there is no room for tourists or business travelers here.
Olivia, 16th Street Mall.
JD, the train, Union Station.
16th Street Mall is not correct. Union Station is correct.
Oh.
Boom. Back on top.
Okay, that was not a personal reflection, just by the way,
well,
on 16th
know.
Street Mall.
Yeah, came out,
people hate the 16th Street Mall. People have so many opinions.
Not as much as we hate Union Station. I was so mad at that episode you guys did, and the guy kicked you out. You guys should be able to record wherever you want. That's a public space. I wanted to go there and riot just because of that. Just so, no, I'm still blood red mad over that for you guys.
I thought it was a public space. Turns out not
Turns
so much.
Out, no.
Right, because it's a privately owned.
It's privately operated. It's owned publicly, but the space is like, it's contracted out. And so they have someone like... who runs the... Anyway, we'll put a link to that episode in the show notes. Yeah. You can learn all about it.
Listen to them get kicked out of Union Station for recording.
next up. So this place has 4.5 stars on 193 reviews. Really not a well-reviewed place, or at least not many reviews. And the one-star review I'm going to read comes to us from Camille E. of Denver, Colorado.
Oh, I know her.
They write... I feel like I don't need to say much because it's all already been said. This park makes me feel dirty, not in a good, sexy way, but in a way I can't explain.
JD.
I get bad vibes from this park.
Lakeside.
It's not Lakeside. Dang. It's not Lakeside.
Olivia, Elitches. New Elitches.
It's not Elitches either. It's
JD,
not Elitches either.
Rocky Flats.
It's not Rocky Flats.
Okay, keep going.
There might be some more helpful information here. Camille goes on. I would rather hang out. You know what? I don't want to read that sentence. That sentence.
Olivia, what? Cheeseman okay, Park. It, Olivia, Cheeseman Park.
It is Cheeseman Park.
Yeah!
I didn't read the sentence you didn't want to read.
Yeah, read the rest of it.
I would rather hang out with the hobos at Civic Center Park than the frisbee-loving dog owners and people who find it okay and acceptable to do the deed in a park. Really, people? Have you no class? So anyways, I hate dogs, and I especially hate unleashed dogs. And most importantly, I hate this park. I feel like I should go shower just thinking about it. Also, can I just say, does anybody really expect a place to be great with the name of Cheeseman Park? That should be a red flag right there.
Damn.
Wow. So much to unpack there.
Yeah. She didn't even mention the dead bodies.
She did no mention of the
in
dead
the
bodies.
Ground. In the ground, yeah.
And it's like it couldn't even be a review of a place in Denver without slighting unhoused people. It's like we gotta throw that in. It's like we gotta
hobo,
do that.
Hobos is kinda like a nice word. I mean, it's like a fun it's like a throwback to an old time that's like it was simpler back then.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm
hobo's
sure.
pretty bad.
You're not gonna hear me using that
no,
word.
No, I mean I'm only using it in the context because they use it.
I think
it.
You'll
I'm
get canceled,
them.
But
for
you
hobo?
Could try it. I think you'd get canceled. You could try it, though. Let us know how it goes.
Depends on the context. If you're talking about history, maybe, or like, I don't know.
You know, I run with a lot of comedians. You're not getting it. Hobo is like, you know, old-timey, like, you know, nostalgic in a way.
For the record, the name Cheeseman Park comes from Walter Cheeseman, one of the early water barons of Denver.
Oh, great.
So
that's why they named the park after him. Anyway, who got that point? Olivia,
that was
I believe?
Me. That was me by
okay, where
a
are we
mile.
Standing in points?
I'm winning.
Olivia's got 5 points. JD, you've got 4 points.
But really,
how does
five,
he have four?
Took
how does
away.
He have four?
Oh, you got some questions right.
Thank you.
Which ones? Four.
Oh, the four I got right. The four you got wrong, I guess, Olivia.
All right, this is the last question of the round, and it's a big one. So this is for a place that is currently sitting with a 4-star average with 469 reviews. Your 1-star review comes from Sharon R. of Los Angeles, who writes, At first, I felt like I was walking into Guardians of the Galaxy, which, as a Marvel fan, made me curious to see more.
Meowwolf.
That's correct.
Oh, I knew it. I need to be quicker.
I mean, I do want to hear the rest of the review, though. Is that something?
Yeah,
we can't divide the listener from this just because
I'd be happy to. Oh, it's such
it.
A funny one.
Yeah, read
you
the rest of Sharon's
it.
Moment.
Sharon says, I honestly was so hopeful that it would get better, but instead it quickly deteriorated into a massive satanic cesspool. This is literally a satanic temple complete with altars to Baphomet and Moloch, portals, and even a druidic priest. This is not a family and child-friendly place. I strongly wish I could get my money back. It is dark and disturbing. If this is something you are looking for, go for it. But if you're looking for a fun, artistic, and happy experience, run, don't walk, away as soon as possible.
Wow.
That makes me want to go like so much more.
She knows a lot about demons. You know, she like can name them. She can name multiple ones and knows what their shrines look like.
She's from LA. But yeah, that could have been a 5-star review just as easily.
Yeah.
You know, just switch some punctuation around.
It really depends on how you feel about demons.
Truly.
Yeah. Lucifer protects me.
All right. So we've reached the end of round two. We have only one more round remaining. I'll re-summarize where we're at. JD is currently leading with 6 points. Olivia right there, close behind with 5 points.
Right there. You could take it.
Round is this is a high stakes round. This is kind of a winner takes all situation because the winner will have their points doubled.
Oh.
Sorry, let me take that again. That's not correct.
Okay.
Never mind.
You know what? Yeah, the winner. The winner's gonna have the points doubled.
He immediately wanted to take it back.
And now I'm taking that back, and I'm standing by it. The winner has their points doubled. It's winner takes all. This is the final round. I'm calling it the clapback. So you are gonna have to guess this place based on the business owner's response to a 1-star review.
Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
So this place has 3-star rating average with 355 reviews. The business owner responds, "Hi, Allison. Thanks for sharing your feedback. We restructured fees to appropriately align with rates in our area. Several retailers and restaurants also offer parking validations. You can find a list of stores and restaurants who validate parking here." This is a tricky one. Some allusion perhaps to a change in parking fee structures.
JD.
Do either of you have a guess? JD, what do you got?
Comedy Works.
Ooh, Comedy Works, not correct. Not correct. Olivia?
God, that's hard. How about the Museum of Contemporary Art in town?
The Museum of Contemporary Art is a great guess. Unfortunately, not correct. Unfortunately, no correct answers in our final round. The answer was the Cherry Creek Mall.
Oh.
Do people still go there?
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, it's hopping.
No, yeah, I wanted to go there. Probably going to go this weekend. Here's my maybe for the weekend. Find me at the Cherry Creek Mall.
Yeah.
This does leave us with a final tally of Olivia, 5 points, JD, 6 points. JD, you are our winner, which means the secret final question goes to you, and there is a correct answer. Out of 5 stars, what do you rate this game we just played?
No, 5 out of 5.
Absolutely 5 out of 5.
Liked it more.
5-star game. Well, thank you two so much. Olivia, JD, thank you so much for your feedback.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was great. I did better than I thought I would.
That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. Our producers this week were Paul Caroli, Olivia Jewel Love, and Lizzie Goldsmith. Peyton Garcia writes our morning newsletter, Hey Denver, and I'm your host, Bree Davies. Our music is by Los Mogochetes, with additional mixing by Tyler Lindgren. If you haven't already, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, follow us on Instagram at CityCast Denver, and tell your favorite game show host about us next time you see them. You can sign up for our daily newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back on Tuesday with more news from around the city. Happy New Year, everyone. See you in 2024. Are you a Hairspray fan, the movie? Because
my favorite game show host is on that. His name is Corny Collins, and he's not really a game show host. He's just the host of a show. But also, just to get, if you're going to see it, Elizabeth, just see the original. The John Waters one is so much better. They have John Travolta in drag. It's in the old one, or in the new one. It's so stupid. It's like that role was designed for Divine, who's like this incredible. Anyway, you should watch it.